org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. There was fanfare in London as Britain's King Charles III and his wife Camilla were crowned in a ceremony at Westminster Abbey that was modern but spared no pomp or circumstance.
There was a great line by the previous Earl Marshal, Duke of Norfolk, who said, "No foot shall slide." And no foot did slide. And if you look at the history of the English and the Scots coronations, it's always when things go wrong that people see a portent of something bad in it. Nothing went wrong there. And I think for both the King and the Queen, it was wonderful.
ABC News royal consultant Alastair Bruce, an officer of arms to the King, who helped to organize today's events. The National Action Network is calling for charges to be filed against a veteran who put a mentally ill man into a chokehold on a New York City subway train this week. The man who was restrained, Jordan Neely, died. A search continues for suspects in a deadly shooting last night in a San Diego park. This is ABC News. After possible setbacks on the battlefield, the Kremlin lashes out at the West.
Russia hurling new threats aimed at the U.S. The deputy foreign minister warning they're, quote, on the verge of an open armed conflict with the United States. Again, claiming Ukraine carried out a drone attack on the Kremlin Wednesday, attempting to assassinate Russian President Vladimir Putin at the direction of the U.S. White House spokesman John Kirby firmly denying the allegations that the U.S. was involved as, quote, a blatant lie. Still, Russia warning of possible retaliation, saying it will respond when and wherever it sees fit.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Ukraine. Another horse has been scratched from today's Kentucky Derby. Forte, the favorite going into the race, has been removed from the lineup due to a foot injury. It's called No Mow May. People are being asked to abstain from mowing their lawns until June 1st. The idea is to let grass and weeds grow and bloom to provide food and shelter for essential pollinators early in the season. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. There was fanfare in London as Britain's King Charles III and his wife Camilla were crowned in a ceremony at Westminster Abbey that was modern but spared.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden wants to raise taxes on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The rate would go from the current 3.8% to 5%. The new revenue would be used to shore up Medicare. Some of the biggest supporters of the bill are those who would get taxed the most. More from Eric Gladys.
Morris Pearl with the group Patriotic Millionaire says there's more than enough money to fund Medicare. He argues the wealthiest Americans, especially those living off of their investments, can and should be paying more.
We can ask the financially challenged people who need Medicare to sacrifice more by having less medical care, or we can ask the ultra-rich to sacrifice more by being a little bit less ultra-rich.
Biden's proposal would keep Medicare solvent for at least the next 25 years, according to estimates by the Medicare Office of the Chief Actuary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised it will not advance in Congress. Critics say raising taxes would hurt the economy. They argue that people would spend less if their earnings drop. Pearl agrees that the economy depends on consumer spending and says working Americans who spend most of what they bring home should be allowed to keep more of their money.
The very rich people are not going to spend more money. They'll just become a little bit richer.
More than 65 million people across the U.S. depend on Medicare coverage, but the fund's trustees warn that cuts to benefits will be necessary by 2028 without increased revenues. Pearl notes that the nation's economy was strong under the Republican Eisenhower administration, when the wealthiest Americans paid tax rates up to 90% on their second, third, and fourth millions.
And there's no reason why people who make a lot of money now should be paying not the same tax rate as people who work for a living, but actually lower tax rates. We need to change the system.
This is Eric Gladys reporting.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where is always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, y'all. I know it's cold out there. It's Monday morning. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sorry, Earl, but it's cold all in the Midwest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under the helmet with the grave digger. Hey, man, you know, man, it was a lot better when we did radio and people didn't have to see you, because then you could just not even wash your face or brush your teeth and just wrinkled up clothes and just get on the air, you know, just get on the air. Now, folk looking at you. And, man, here it is, 8 o'clock in the morning, Gilbert, and, man, you look like a model. You got your makeup on. You got your hairline. Hey, man, you got a makeup person around there somewhere?
Hey, Earl, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, man. How you doing, man?
Let's have an intelligent conversation today.
All right, man. We're going to do that. Let's get right at it, man.
Let's get at it, though.
You know, I was watching Deion Sanders. What's your take on Deion Sanders? You played with Deion a little bit, didn't you? Or did you miss him?
No, we played. I love him, man. He is a motivator. He is a high octane motivator on two legs.
He really is, man.
Kids love him, and that's the thing that you got to understand. Right now, them kids are going through a wall for him.
Yeah, they will.
Not because of what he used to do, but because of what he do now. That's the key, Earl. That's the key. What he used to do.
Oh, okay, man. You're implying that once you get old, you can't talk about what you used to do?
No. I'm saying he ain't going off of that, Earl.
So
he going off of how he doing them now, treating them like men, not treating them like little kids, little boys, treating them like men, and putting that on their shoulders. When you mess up, either you 12 or you're a grown man, and I'm gonna treat you as such.
So let me ask you, man, because you played under different coaches, you know, high school, college, pros. You ran the gambit. How important is that coach, man?
A coach is a make it or break it in your career. It starts off with the high school coach or how he molded you to get you ready to go to college. Then when you get to college, that college coach, like Nick Saban and all them other, like everybody wants a kid that was coached by Nick Saban.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Alabama.
Because, yes, he puts them right.
Well, his brother was Lou Saban. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, man, using that as an example.
Right.
Your high school coach gets you there. Your college coach gets you there. Then when you get to college, you got to have a guy that knows the game, understands the game. Is he going to be a player's coach or a hard-nosed coach or whatever he's going to be? You are prepared for either one.
You know, to get people to understand just how lucky and fortunate a guy is to make it to the NFL and to stay as long as you did, it's not just the person. It's not the individual talent, right? It's not the guy himself. It's all of those factors that go into getting Gilbert to where he is.
It's about how you value yourself and what kind of work you put into yourself for longevity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I dislike working out. I really did. But I had to do it because if I didn't, I'd have been a 2 or 3 year guy and I'd have been doing what other people do instead of doing what I love to do. You got to sacrifice.
You know, Gilbert, I was in a grocery store yesterday and I ran across a young man, 6'2", 6'3". I asked him how much he weighed, 290. He wasn't fat. And he played high school football. And I asked him, he just looked like, man. I said, man, where are you going to college? He said, well, I got a 3-point average, but, you know, a coach didn't follow through. Here he is, Gilbert. He looks like a cat, man. And I said, I was going to see if I could try to find. He's working in a doggone grocery store, man. But I said all that to say this, Gilbert. It's more than luck to get a guy to get drafted in the pros, right? Everything, all the stars got to be aligned right, right? And his family, right, in school, in high school, in college, it's not luck.
You're right, Earl. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Just like the times have changed, the coaches have changed.
Right.
Mostly high school coaches will get these kids in school. They don't want to do that no more.
No.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to go the little extra mile. You done used this kid up for 4 years. Now return the favor. Make sure he gets in school.
Yeah, I just got all I could think about, Gilbert, when I saw him was you. And I do a lot of different things. But my conscience wouldn't let me. I asked him his name, his number. I said, man, because if somebody don't step in, this is where he gonna be, right?
Yeah.
You know, 6'3", 290, hey, Gilbert, and man, a man mountain. And
look like an athlete.
Oh, man, and he played high school football. But the coach at the high school level didn't do what your coach did for you. And this is what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, people got to understand it's all the different things that happen to make it possible for you to be where you are. Your family, you know, man, people you knew, the people who got Gilbert to where he is, and I know you've always appreciated and talked about all the people who got you where you are. How do we begin to see a guy like this, and so he's on my mind because I'm gonna see what I can do to contact some people. This kid shouldn't be, well, you know, working in some.
Well, see, Earl, that's that fatherhood in you. You know what I'm saying? We grab them kids and put them under our wing, and we want to do whatever we can for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just wish that more coaches, see, they think, oh, they on that huddle or they on this, that. We ain't got to work or do anything. No, man, you got to make sure your kids get in school or you're not a real coach, man. You're not a real coach. You're not. Because that's just the chip off the old block. Return the favor.
You know, man, because I heard Deion yesterday or Saturday after the draft, he raised all kind of hell because not one player from the historically black colleges got drafted. Not one. Not any from his teams. And he went off on the NFL and all the teams and said, man, you know, the fact he knew on his team there was three guys alone who should at least been drafted. But here he is in a different place, and he's still fighting for the guys that he had with him.
Yeah, man, it's a shame, man, because, you know, even some parts of the NFL, you know, all those kids we can just pick up, you know, or have an open trial or have them come up or whatever. I mean, it's exceptional kids. They got to be exceptional to get drafted.
Right.
From a HBCU, have to be exceptional.
You know, man, I got to thinking about this, Gilbert. When you played, they might have had 15 rounds, right?
They had more than seven.
Now you only have seven. The last guy drafted was 265. Out of all the colleges and all the players, Gilbert, only 265. Get drafted.
It's become a ratings thing, man. Because after the seventh or eighth round, okay, you lose your interest in, you know, keeping everything going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But if they want to be fair, okay, do your seven rounds on TV. Now do your extra seven off TV. Get some more kids an opportunity to get in there.
Well, let me ask you.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you. Once you get drafted, you automatically get something, right? You get paid something.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. You got to still sign the contract.
But you will be offered
a contract. Even though you get drafted, right, you will be offered what they want to give you.
If you're drafted.
You have no negotiation. I mean, you got some, but
the higher
you're not getting
drafted.
What you want. Yeah, it's a pecking order.
Yeah, sixth, seventh round. It's different, you know. They'll
take this check. This check. and six or seven rounds, they're gonna be like, "All right, man, I take it." All right, then.
Hey, listen, we've got to go to a break. Miss Anonymous, hang on. We'll get you.
Oh,
on the
Miss
other
Anonymous
side.
Is back. Yeah.
I told him.
Hi, Earl.
I told, hey, man, come on, man. I told her your hair was so nice and. And everything.
Get off me.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Get him.
Miss Anonymous is on the line. It's Monday with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes,
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 57. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Cloudy, mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, chance for isolated storms. Daytime highs approaching 69. High is around 59. Monday, chance for scattered showers 62 on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Oh, oh, look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Baby, baby.
Oh. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Miss Anonymous. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Fabulous Gilbert Brown.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Hey, what about Mr. Fabulous?
Come on, man.
What about Earl?
I can't believe you did that to me. You got Earl in trouble. You got me in trouble with my man.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Gilbert.
Uh-oh. She didn't get me in trouble. He didn't get me in trouble.
Miss Anonymous, you can't get on the mic microphone and talk like that. You got to put some bass in your voice.
Okay, you're right. Hello, Gilbert.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. I just wanted to say I did not intentionally say hello to you, and I felt kind of bad about it afterwards. But anyway, hello.
Hey, all the girls walk past me anyway and speak to Earl first, so it's all right.
Come on, man.
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe that, especially with the description that Earl was saying. You're all hair slicked back this morning looking
No, you see, yeah. See, don't fall for the trap. Mr. Now, don't fall for the trap. Earl trying to get me set up today. That's what he's trying to do.
Hey, Calvin, did you screen this call?
Yes, and I want to make a point about that. I was surprised to hear that it sounded like I'm the only woman who's called so far. How is that possible? Come on, ladies. Come on.
Donnie, that's what we're talking about, right? We're going to get it,
yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, we're still early in the process, and it's good to know that there's some femininity listening to us.
Yes.
You know? Always.
Especially the Grave Digger. I mean, 10 years with our awesome Green Bay Packers, the 61 solo tackle.
See, you're making Nye's head is swelling. See, he don't need any help with that.
I think he did. I think he was slighted last week when I did not say hello to him. So, hello, Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Miss Anna. Thank you. appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
We've been hearing move off. Let's go somewhere else, man. We supposed to be talking about football?
Yes. I see. She got you flustered. Hey, I see she had you flustered on there, Earl.
Oh man, let's do.
I'm gonna go out, Earl. I'm gonna go out and buy the frying pan myself this time.
Hey, let's look, man. Listen to this. Okay, so the Packers, 13 yeah. different draft picks, man. Are they in a rebuilding mode? Is it official now? In your opinion?
I believe so. With what they have lost and what they're probably going to lose, a couple more guys.
Veterans,
yes. They're trying to get some younger guys, you know, in there as key positions to grow. So, yeah, I think it's officially turned into a rebuild.
But isn't that the best way to go if you're going to rebuild to start with all young players?
I wouldn't say all. You're going to still need some veterans in there, sprinkled in there, you know.
Like when the Packers.
Reggie. I'm going to say when my era, our rebuild started at least 92, 93. Okay. And then we didn't really have to rebuild after that because with the GM that we had, Ron Wolf, he stacked players. He stacked good players behind good players. So when it came down to that era thinning out, or when Mike Sherman took over as general manager, you know, we started to decline in, you know, great backup players. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And now that that has ran its course, now it's time to reshuffle.
You know, Gilbert, for 30 years, and the Packer fans have been spoiled.
Yeah.
Because for 30 years, 15 under what's his name, man?
Brett Favre.
And 15 years under Aaron Rodgers. 30 years, the Packers haven't had to completely rebuild. Now, we've seen some teams like the Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions trying to rebuild for 30 years.
100 years.
And they haven't been able to rebuild.
No.
So rebuilding is not an easy thing, right?
It is not. I mean, the last time the Bears really done anything was 85.
Right.
I think Detroit was 1952.
No, it was in the 60s. But go ahead.
The Vikings, I think 52 was the last championship, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it might have been the last championship, right.
And then the Vikings, they went to the Super Bowl four times, but they just pissed down their leg all four times.
In the 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
So Packer fans who are not used to this, Gilbert, how you think they're going to take it?
Oh, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. But the love for your team is going to keep you centered.
Yeah, because they're still going to sell out, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can have Mickey Mouse at quarterback. They're going to sell out.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Al, we'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. We got a lot to talk about.
Don't forget your boy, Gouda, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
we're going
to talk about him on the other side, man. Yeah, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Hey, Gilbert. How you doing, man? How you doing? That's everything.
Hey man, talk to the ladies like that, man.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Fort
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. There was fanfare in London as Britain's King Charles III and his wife Camilla were crowned in a ceremony at Westminster Abbey that was modern but spared no pomp or circumstance.
There was a great line by the previous Earl Marshal, Duke of Norfolk, who said, "No foot shall slide." And no foot did slide. And if you look at the history of the English and the Scots coronations, it's always when things go wrong that people see a portent of something bad in it. Nothing went wrong there. And I think for both the King and the Queen, it was wonderful.
ABC News royal consultant Alastair Bruce, an officer of arms to the King, who helped to organize today's events. The National Action Network is calling for charges to be filed against a veteran who put a mentally ill man into a chokehold on a New York City subway train this week. The man who was restrained, Jordan Neely, died. A search continues for suspects in a deadly shooting last night in a San Diego park. This is ABC News.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Efforts to overhaul Wisconsin's shared revenue system appear to be headed for a veto. Governor Evers issued a video statement yesterday to say the bill doesn't send enough money to local communities and that it comes with too many strings attached.
That's why I can't support the Republican plan as is, and frankly, I'll veto it in its entirety.
Evers objects to conditions the bill puts on places like Milwaukee to get all the state money they can. Former Governor Scott Walker tells the Journal-Sentinel Donald Trump should be at the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee in August. New York Times reports Trump is likely to skip at least one of the first two debates. In sports, the Bucks are in the market for a new head coach. They fired Mike Budenholzer yesterday. The Brewers are at San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Show Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Brian Gutekris, who is the, what is his job, man? He's the
General Manager
of the Green Bay Packers, was asked a question.
The talent dude.
Yeah, after the draft. Here was the question that that was asked, according to Rob Dabrowski with ESPN. You've heard of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Credible guy.
Oh, he is credible. Okay. So he asked, Gutekris was asked Saturday in the post-draft press conference if the Packers would give Love a fifth-year option. Gutekris said the Packers needed time to figure that out and offered an answer that caused him to question how much confidence the front office has in Love. It's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played, but at the same time, we're moving forward with him as the starter. Gilbert, if I'm Jordan Love, and I hear that,
I'm pissed. I'm pissed, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, you're sending mixed messages. Or it sounds like you're saying, it's all messed up now. We got to keep them now. So, you know, we done talked all this good about him, but we kind of a little unsure if we want to give him this money. He got to prove himself. Are you serious? What kind of GM would say something like that?
Well, I'm asking you the impact that would have on a player. You played the game.
This man needs all the confidence he can get. You putting him in a pair of shoes when he wears size 14 and it's a size 20. And you go sit up there and say something stupid like that. Are you serious? Come on, man. You gotta get this kid right. You gotta get him right. You can't start him off doubting himself. Because right now he's the one that got the reins to the horse. What are you saying? Now you gotta have the guy that you just drafted help hold the reins? No. That chump that they just drafted gotta sit down. He gotta sit down like Jordan Love did and pay attention. Because Jordan Love is the man right now. Until he go out there and messes up the high heaven, you got to give this boy a chance, and you got to give him some confidence, and you got to get behind him. I don't know if we want to talk about the fifth. Man, shut your... Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. For a GM to say that to a young kid that you've been praising,
right?
Now you're going to start playing games with him? Yeah. If I was the GM, I'm gonna say, hell yeah, we gon' even if I ain't gonna do it, I'm gonna be like, hell yes, I'm gonna give him that fifth year, and we're gonna go just to give him that confidence. You can play a poker face if you had to, but don't be stupid and pull him out of his drop before he get in his drop.
You know, Gilbert, this is his fourth year. It's you drafted him. It's not his fault. He hasn't played because one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game was there. He learned under the 4 years. You guys didn't go and get another backup.
Just like Aaron Rodgers. One before him did.
Right.
Just like the one before him did.
And so under those years, you saw something in him. That you kept him and you didn't go get somebody else, right?
Yeah.
So you kept him as the backup. So now, whatever that cost is, you're not talking about paying him $50 million.
Now, all of a sudden now, you hear what you said, Earl?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, it's changing. So is he doubting himself too?
Well, so the question was, And Gutekris said, well, we have to see before we go out and get a veteran backup. Now.
That's wrong, man. That's wrong. I'm on the Jordan Love train, right?
Yeah.
Now you trying to tell me, let's not all get on there yet. Are you serious? Well, come on, man.
Well, you know, Gilbert, Aaron Rodgers' first year, he was 6-9. So,
oh, God forbid, Jordan Love be 6-9.
I know, this is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying that he gonna catch hell if he's 6-9. He gonna catch hell.
Yeah, but Gilbert, for the most part, he playing the toughest position in the game. And people can say whatever it is they want to say. He is not the quarterback for, you know, these young quarterbacks for Philadelphia and even the Bears. And he's not a running quarterback, right? I mean, that's not his. He's a drop back quarterback. Is it safe to say that?
He's a pocket quarterback.
Right. He's a pocket quarterback.
But we really can't call him any of that, Earl, because we haven't seen it yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let him play a full season, and then let's tell him what he is. Because his MO can change at the drop of a dime.
Let's go to the phone lines, and Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, you know, as far as picking up Sean Clifford in the fifth round, I don't have a problem with that, only just because if you look at his stats from Penn State, the guy did a phenomenal job. I mean, he actually beat out the starter, a few years ago, and he got drafted in the second round. I don't know the other guy's name. But at the end of the day, listen, when the Packers, if people have to remember this, this is what I tell Gilbert. When Aaron Rodgers and what have you was the starter, they drafted, you know, Ty Deppner, Mark Brunell, some other, you know, Aaron Brooks. They drafted other quarterbacks, and we got some draft picks for them. So at the end of the day, if hypothetically, let's say this Clifton actually could be potentially a very good quarterback, the Packers are going to get some good draft choices for him down the road. They could
David. My focus was not so much on the second round, I mean, that quarterback. It was the fact that Gutekunst and them made a statement that they're not ready to take up the fifth year in the guy who's going to be their starting quarterback. And as Gilbert was saying, that has an impact on him.
Yeah, that will have an impact on him, but hopefully a good impact where it'll make him more motivated. Hey, you know what? They just traded Aaron Rodgers, so he gets the keys to the car right now. And this is kind of like going to be a show-and-tell year for him, for Jordan Love. And I think it's like anything it's like anything else. Hopefully he performs well, and if he does, they're certainly going to – they'll just want to have a fifth-year option with maybe, you know, some
Why don't they just do it right away, man, to let him know we got confidence in him?
Well, he could get severely injured. I mean,
Gilbert, you want to respond to David?
So what I'm saying is it's one of those risk-reward type of things.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call. So, Gilbert, my thing is whether he gets injured or not, that's with anybody. They got to give him – we got confidence in you. The answer should have been, yes, we're going to take him for the fifth year, right?
Any kind of – I mean, just coming into the shoes that he got to step in, it ain't like the dude was a good guy. This is GOAT status. You taking over for a GOAT.
Right.
Almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't like a guy taking over for some Joe Blow that played 2-3 years that was – mediocre. You know what I'm saying? So the confidence level he has to have has to come from upstairs and in the locker room. And you ain't gonna why play games? Hey, I'm gonna be like, you know what? We are so happy to have this kid on our team. I mean, we gotta pick up that fifth year. Just because even if you go out and get somebody or whatever, Jordan Love is the man until he fall on his face. And I don't see him doing it.
So whatever happens this season, the entire season, because you're rebuilding, I don't care if he falls on his face. He plays the whole year as your starting quarterback. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless something happens, and there's no saying this young cat that they just picked up, if he becomes the number two quarterback, there's a whole different scheme that this young cat ain't played yet.
Right, right.
He ain't seen what he about to see.
So whatever he did in Penn State, that's Penn State.
Don't mean nothing. leave it at the Nittany Lions doorstep.
I'm looking at the Packer draft, and Lucas Van Ness, who is their number one pick, 13th overall. Any cat who gets drafted number 13 is, I mean, you really got some confidence in that guy. This guy didn't even start for Penn State, but they say he's got the whole career ahead of him. He's 21 years old. He's lightning. He got 4.6 speed. He's 6'5", 272 pounders. He's the next Reggie White.
No. No, you pushed the envelope too far now. No.
Okay,
he's a rookie. He's going to be a rookie that's going to be learned. Okay? Now, he got good speed. He got good power. But like I say, Earl, if you get out there and you look like Tarzan and play like Jane and you're a first rounder, then we're going to have problems. I suspect this kid don't be like that, though. He's from Iowa. You know, he's a good, lean-looking kid that's strong, can get off the rock when he got to, you know what I'm saying? I don't see him beating out no Gary or no Preston yet, but time will tell. You know what I'm saying? We got to get in the training camp. We got to see. You know what I'm saying?
You know, a couple weeks back, Gilbert, you told us, you said, I don't care what they look like, what you look like in college. Mm-hmm. You get to the pros. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, there's another cat across from you. It ain't going to be chicken liver.
You playing against another everybody's All-American.
Huh?
Yep, you're playing against everybody's All-American.
And so even as good as they anticipate him to be, he's going to take some L's.
Oh, yeah, you're going to take some. You're going to take your lumps now. You're going to take some lumps, man. I remember in college when I got out there, I thought I was all world. Played against Oklahoma. They wore my tail out. They wore my tail out, man. So everybody take their lumps. I don't care who you are. Deion Sanders took his lumps.
Right.
You know what I mean? Brett Favre took his lumps in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did. Yeah, yeah, he did.
You ain't gonna miss that. But it's how you bounce back. It's how you prepare for the next time. It sets you apart from everybody else.
So when we're gonna go to a break, but when we come back, I'm gonna ask you, when you're a veteran and you watch all these young players that they're drafted and they're going to be bringing in, are you looking over your shoulder? Because they're in a rebuild. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 57. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. Cloudy, mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, chance for isolated storms. Daytime highs approaching 69. Highs around 59. Monday, chance for scattered showers 62 on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Radio.com.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Have D, y'all. In the house.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967. 2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under Helmet with the Grave Digger. Let's go to the phone lines and Vincent from Lannan. Hey, good morning to you, Vincent. How you doing? You have a question or comment?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And I have a question, man, for the Grave Digger. Will Wisconsin give Jordan Love a chance? Will they give the brother a chance? It seems like they have a short stick, especially after Ray Rhodes brothers that hopefully don't think they work out, but the fact is, will they give him a chance?
I hope so, man. I really do, man. I mean, you know, you go out and you draft a kid, and you go back and you say, okay, yeah, you need a backup. Absolutely, you do need a backup. You know what I'm saying? But don't start playing games with him, man. Let this kid go out here and lose the job on himself. Let him lose the job himself. Don't let him lose the job over something crazy. Let him lose his job on himself.
You know, Vincent and Gilbert, it's one thing to whether or not the coaches of the Packers and the owners, and the management of the Packers give him a chance. But we also got to say the fans, are they going to give him a chance? Because the first time he throws an interception, the first time he throws two interceptions in a game, the boos are going to come down. And I don't know if that was the case. Gilbert, you played the game. You know how difficult it is, even though he's been there 4 years, when he's up in front of that live artillery, right? And they hit him a few times. He gonna question himself, right? I mean, is that the way it goes?
I wouldn't say more questioning himself, Earl. I'm gonna sit up there and say he gotta have more confidence in himself, because there's a difference coming off the bench,
right,
than going in as the main.
Right.
I mean, you coming off the bench, oh, yeah, it's no problem. I can go out and do this, that. You are coming off as the man now. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole different animal now. You know what I mean? And he needs all the help, all the confidence, all the backup. And the fans, man, hey, Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Yeah,
he's gone. he ain't worried about y'all. He in New York right now. Getting right. It's all about Jordan Love around him. Period.
Vincent.
like nine, you got a 9-8 or 8-9 and stuff like that, that the fans, you know, don't jump on him like we're supposed to have this great season. The fact is he's basically a rookie, you know, coming out, you know, out there on the field. And so I just want to see Wisconsin stand up for this guy, you know, and not kick him to the curbs, and like you say, as soon as things maybe go south a little bit.
Yeah, things are going to go south.
Yeah, it's going to go bad. It's going to go bad, but they got to understand, get his cat a chance, man. It's kind of like you went back and you said that name, Ray Rose. Ray Rose was 8-8, got fired.
Yeah, one
Mike
year.
Mike Sherman came in the following year. He was 8-8 and became GM. Are you kidding me? Aaron Rodgers took over for Brett Favre. His first year was what'd you say it was? 6-9?
6-9.
So Jordan Love comes in. What if his first season is 6-9? They gave Aaron Rodgers a chance to redeem himself. No, and going into this, Jordan Love is going to give us the best he can give us, but we got to give him a chance.
Hey, Vincent, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ, thank you very much for the call. You say what quickly?
Yes, Earl and Gilbert, thanks for taking my call. Jordan Love learned under Aaron Rodgers just the way Aaron Rodgers learned under Brett Favre. I saw Jordan play the preseason last year. He looked spectacular at times. He's going to do a phenomenal job. I just believe in this kid. I'm happy to see him get the chance. And just remember, he learned from Aaron. And just the way Aaron learned from Favre, we were so disappointed to see Brett leave. But I tell you what, Aaron stepped up just the way Jordan's going to. So, and I wish him good luck, and he's going to be incredible.
CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, all that stuff sounds fine until, you know, because learning under the best, you're not the best. I mean, that's not who you are, right?
It's not guaranteed.
No,
it's not guaranteed.
It's not. You had cats who came after you in your position.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not Gilbert Brown. They weren't the Gravedigger.
That's what makes football competition, man. You know, if you got somebody at your back door knocking at the back door, it's going to push you to do what you need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody needs competition, or you're going to get complacent.
Yeah. Well,
who you talking to? Miss Anonymous over there? Who you waving at over there? She walked past the window?
That's Sandy Williams, man.
Oh, tell Big Sandy I said, what's up, man?
The grave digger said, what's up, Sandy? Hey, man. You know, Gilbert, it is something that I think we need to be having these conversations as we ramp this thing up with fans and make fans understand that this is the Packers that are going through a transformation and don't expect, you know, 12-3 or 12-5 ain't happening. Number one,
he can surprise us, Earl.
Number one, Detroit is going to be better. Chicago is going to be better.
Hey,
Gilbert, they
look good, man. Them chumps look good on paper,
Lions, man.
Them chumps look good on paper.
Hey, Gilbert, they're not going to lose two games every season to the Green Bay Packers. Okay,
meow.
So that alone is going to give them two meow. More wins than they've been getting. The Chicago meow. Bears are going to get two more wins than they've been getting.
I still ain't heard them roar yet.
What you got against them, man? They're pretty dead. You saw them last year.
I don't like nobody in our division. That's why I go bear hunting with a switch.
we got to go, man. I don't know. It goes too fast.
They do, brother.
I'll see you next Monday.
See you and Calvin next Monday.
All right, under the helmet with the grave digger. See you next week. All right. Up next, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
don't stop. Don't fat in the house.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EP.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
ABC.